Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Stacia Martindale, French and History major at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, April 19, 1824, London Bourne was baptized. He had been born an enslaved person in 1793, the son of an enslaved person, William Bourne. He was not freed until age 23 when his father, an artisan, paid $500 to secure his freedom. William also bought the freedom of his wife and four other sons at the same time for $2,500. By age 36, London Bourne had become one of Bridgetown's wealthy merchants, owning three stores and, according to the American abolitionist Thom and Kimball, living in a very genteel style in his own house. This highly respected and industrious merchant was said to be worth $20,000 to $30,000 in 1837. Although a wealthy merchant, he did not escape the racial prejudices of the age. Even though he rented his Bay Street building to the Exchange, a merchant's club, he could not become a member of the club. Nevertheless, he supported charitable causes such as the Foreign Anti-Slavery Society and the Rio Pongas Mission to West Africa. London Bourne, landowner and merchant, died on February 18, 1869, at the age of 76. He was buried at St. Mary's Church. According to Edward Stokes, his will showed that he owned Friendship Plantation, land at Bruce's Bottom, River Road, Parfit Alley, and also in Champion Ground in St. Lucie. In addition, Stolt tells us that he left £5 per annum to the Foreign Anti-Slavery Society and the Rio Pongas Mission in West Africa. His beneficiaries were his wife, Georgina, sons George Rowley Bourne and Nathaniel Bourne, daughter Lilidia, grandson Jason Edward Bourne by his illegitimate son, John Edward Bourne, his sister Susanna Hamilton, and brother William Osborne Bourne. Bourne contributed much to Barbadian business and charitable missions to Africa in 19th century. Baptized on this day, April 19, 1824, he is remembered by the presence of London Bourne Towers on Bay Street, a low-income housing complex which was opened in January 2000 after the government demolished the building he owned in 1997.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.